It was dreadful, yes. The chairperson of the Board of Management received the letter, and we had a Board of Management meeting yesterday evening, and we met with all the parents and the school community, and we informed them of the letter. And we were devastated. Parents are devastated. But when the meeting finished, we were very positive, and the parents hope to reverse the decision.
And the aim from here onwards, because there is a consultation period to some extent, would be to grow the pupil number, as I understand, from 7, as opposed to saying this is unviable and closing this facility.
That's what the parents would hope to do. We're going to try and see if we can increase the enrolment. This small school has a very, very strong ethos in immersion education in Irish, and we're hoping that that will appeal to parents who would like to make the decision to send their children to an all-Irish immersion education.
And the school itself this year, I understand, celebrated its 100th anniversary.
We did indeed. We had a great night, and the school was packed, past pupils, past teachers, politicians, everybody was here, and we had a great night. We produced a little booklet for the evening, and it's a lovely little booklet about the school and the history of the area.
Finally, a lot of investment has also gone into this school, taxpayers' money and what have you. Are you looking now for the local politicians to, in a way, protect that investment, protect the pupils and protect its future by giving you their support in trying to retain the school in its current form?
Yes, we are. We hope that the school will be viable in the future, and that the money that was spent on the school will remain, will give good value for money.